For the young guys you've just brought up, does it take time for them to adjust to your defensive system, or are they playing something similar on the rock?
They're running the same thing in the rock. So the biggest change would be the neutral zone, but they're doing that, and they're having some success with it as well. So there's really nothing outside of special teams that they would have to adjust to. And for the most part, when you bring a young player in, he doesn't see a lot of special teams time.
Anybody else?
What are you expecting from the Avs?
Yeah, well, the top six is still as formidable as ever. I mean, they've got six guys that don't need a lot of room to play on, and that's your game plan against any team that's against anybody, regardless of their talent level up front. But clearly, against a team that has the skill players that they do, you can't give them room to make those plays, or you certainly can't help them with their offense. And that's the turnovers and the puck management and zone time. How much time you end up playing in your own end off those other decisions that you make. But even that being said, they're getting their chances tonight. That skill level is going to get some stuff in tight. The discipline's important to stay out of the penalty box. Statistically, regardless of whether they've come from a place where they're playing really well or not, those names can have that kind of night that makes it difficult to win. So you have to make sure that you're not giving them extra room to do those things.
After your starts?
Our starts?
Yeah, they're coming in late.
Our starts have been good since San Jose and LA, to be honest. I'm very, very comfortable with the way that we start a game. I'm not suggesting the shots were 2-1 for us against Edmonton, so it's not that we're blowing the doors off teams when they come in here or on the road, but our starts have been good. The focus, the attention to detail has been really good.
What makes Matt Halaschuk a fit on that third line for now?
There's an energy level to his game, a quickness, and it's something that we need more of from Lowry and Scheifele, that higher cadence in everything that you do, move your feet a little quicker, drive on the puck a little bit. So he is a great pro, so his practice habits and his preparation for games is really good. We have complete confidence that he'll come out and play at a high level, help drive those young guys.
Are you seeing more of a comfort level in Matthew Perreault's game? Not just the goal the other night, but do you think he's kind of settling into his game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it started when he went out on the wing and got on the puck pretty well with that line, and then came back to the middle with an excitement of being back in the middle. But he brought the he's on the puck really well. So it's offensive zone things that he's jumping down on and competing and winning those, and then his hand skills come out after that. Positioning's been better in his own end of the ice. For any of those guys that are skilled players, the puck needs to go in the net at enough frequency that you get to keep your confidence. And we liked what he did. We made some adjustments on the power play, kind of gave him a slightly different role, and he seemed to be really good at that as well.